Yeah, we're going to have about 1 hour time for the English Mission discussion. So we can start with the already appointed topic. Beforehand, if you have any other current issues or something to be presented to the discussion, we'll take a few minutes. And then if there is no such thing, we will go to the book.
Awesome, Bhante. There's nothing from this end.
Good, thank you. Apina Yanapotata, we'll go to the book.
Avasarai Swaminhas, we were discussing Sanyutta Nikaya, connected discourses of the Buddha, and they are the Devata Sanyutta is what we were discussing. And now we have come to the third section, that's called Sattivagga. And I'll read the Pali verse and the Sinhala translation, and I invite Venerable Dhammosada to read the English translation. So while Buddha was in the Savatthi, now this has happened. ඒකමන්තං තිථාකෝසා දේවතා භගවතෝ සන්තිකේ ඉමං ගාතං අභාසි සත්‍තියා විය ඕමට්ඨෝ ඩයිහ මානෝව මත්තකේ කාමරාග පහනාය සතෝ භික්ඛු පරිබ්බජේති and then Buddha answers සත්‍තියා විය ඕමට්ඨෝ ඩයිහ මානෝව මත්තකේ සක්කාය දිට්ටි පහනාය සතෝ භික්ඛු පරිබ්බජේති Sinhala translation like this සවැත් නුවර බුදුරජාන් වහන්සේ වැඩ වාසය කරනවා එකත් පසෙක සිටි ඒ දෙවිතෙමේ භාගතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ගාථාව කීය සතෙකින් පහර ලද්දකුමෙන්ද හිස දැවෙන්නේ කුමෙන්ද මහන තෙමේ කාමරාග ප්‍රහාණය පිණිස සිහි ඇතිව වෙසෙන්නේය බුදුරජාන් වහන්සේ පිළිතුරු දෙනවා සතෙකින් පහර ලද්දකුමෙන්ද හිස දැවෙන්නේ කුමෙන්ද මහන තෙමේ සක්කාය දිට්ටි ප්‍රහාණය පිණිස සිහි ඇතිව වෙසෙන්නේය
Bhante, this is sutta number...
Sattivagga.
This is the one we did last time.
This is the one last time we discussed.
Yes.
So we have to advance.
It touches the next one. Sorry, I should have clarified.
So then we are going to discuss the other sutta. It's called Pusati Sutta. Ekabantam tithakosa devata bhagavato santike imam gatham abasi. Na pusantam pusati cha pusantancha tatho puse. తస్మా పుసంతం పుసతి అప్ప దుట్టప్ పదోసి తంతి దెన్ బుద్ధ రిప్లైస్ యో అప్ప దుట్టస్స నరస్స దుస్సతి శుద్ధస్స పోసస్స అనంగనస్స తమేవ బాలం పచ్చేతి పాపం సుఖమో రజో పటివాతంవ కిత్తోతి సింగల ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఏకత్ పసక సిటి ఏ దేవితమే భాగతున్ వహన్సే సమీపేహి మే గాథావ కీయ කර්මය නොපසහන්නොහු විපාකය තෙමේ ස්පර්ශ නොකෙරෙයි. එහින් කර්මය පහස් නොහු විපාකය තෙමේ ස්පර්ශ කරන්නේය. එහින් නිදොස් පුඟුලන්ට ද්වේෂ කරන කර්මය පහස් නොහු විපාකය තෙමේ ස්පර්ශ කෙරෙයි. බුදුරජාන් වහන්සේ පිළිතුරු දෙනවා යමෙක් නිදොස් වූ පිරිසුදු වූ කෙලෙස් නැති පුජ්‍යලයකුට ද්වේෂ කෙරේද. ඒ පාපය තෙමේ උඩු සුළඟට දැමූ සියුම් රජසක් මෙන් ඒ බාලයා කරාම පෙරලා එයි.
අවසයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ.
Yeah.
This is the Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation of Sanyutta Nikaya, and the title of this sutta is It Touches. It does not touch one who does not touch, but then will touch the one who touches. Therefore, it touches the one who touches, the one who wrongs an innocent man. If one wrongs an innocent man, a pure person without blemish, the evil falls back on the fool himself, like fine dust thrown against the wind. That's the end of the sutta.
So there is another translation also from Venerable Jnanananda, a small book, Sanyutta Anthology. This will be Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi. Sometimes this may be in there. It is a Buddhist Publication Society translation. Some of them, Venerable Jnanananda touched himself, some selected discourses and published. That also may be useful. But I would like to present my view about the last sutta we did, whereby whenever the situation is ready, the need, try to get rid of the sensuous pleasure. That is what the God is telling, or the celestial being is telling. But the Buddha says, when there is such an urgent, something, serious situation happen, take care about your egotism, not the sense indulgence. This somewhat similar to what we just discussed in the Sinhala medium, whereby the Buddha, specifically Venerable Ananda, he says we can practice calmness-based meditation, insight-based meditation, or calm and insight mixed. Sorry. When it happens, he is giving the fourth combination. There's a kind of a unagreeable, irritating situation happen due to meditation. And that is the fourth combination. Whenever you are advancing in samatha, when you are advancing in vipassana, or you are advancing in couple together, there is a dhammuddaccha viggahitam mana. And where that happens, only the sakkaya ditthi you have to think about. Only the egotism you have to think about. Otherwise, you consider this as my fault. You consider this as something wrong with others. Or you may consider as I have to make a perfect world or utopia or frictionless world. So that is the way I can get rid of this, the mental agitation happen due to the meditation. So this is what yogis are going to do. They are trying to adjust the world, not knowing is a result of meditation. It's an advanced meditation. It's only happening for the successful yogis. So ultimately they stop meditation and start adjusting irritation or pedantic nature or disagreeability or finding fault with others. So whenever this happens, your simple mindfulness is disturbed. You have to keep on with understanding there's a kind of a friction, kind of agitation happens, that is not because of the sensuous pleasure. That is not because of your meditation subject or object, or what is your primary object. When everything wane off, when everything dwindle off, when it become a subtle matter, there's a kind of agitation. Dhammuddaccha viggahita. This happening for the other yogis also, other people also, but if they are not yogis, they can't isolate this thing. But the yogi practicing with mindfulness, getting rid of worldly pleasure and household affairs, and go to a meditation subject like breath or walking meditation, once you go on up to that, unexpectedly that breath disappears. Unexpectedly, walking become effortless. And when you are going to eat mindfully, when you are going to brush your teeth mindfully, when you are going to do mindful bathing and kind of, at the beginning, it's a very big embarkation to the mindfulness day-to-day activities. After a while, that is becoming autopilot. And there are kind of agitation happen. When that happens, not the sensuous pleasure, not the restraint about the sensuous pleasure, not the concentration, but to understand this is the datum light. This is a friction in the samsara. Whatever the success in the meditation, you have to face it. With your own knowledge, with your own body knowledge, and if you try to attribute it to the irritation, or to the pedantic nature, the perfect world, or to the disagreeability. I can't agree because I am such a good Samaritan purple meditating. How come that? Maybe the other person. So these are the four attribution. This is given by Gurdjieff in the Ospensky book. But it is not given in the meditation, but this thing. He says whenever you try to be self-aware, these four things can happen. Moment you divert your attention to these four, your simplicity disturbed. Here and now disturbed. Mindfulness disturbed. So how to work with it? The Buddha gives the clue. Take care about the selfish nature, self-centered nature. you consider this as me. No, there is no me, there is no others. This is the nature, this is the Taoism. Adopt into that. You can't. If you are a learned person, you can't. If you are a resourceful person, you can't. If you are able-bodied, you can't. You have to behave like a blind. You have to behave like a deaf. You have to behave like a disabled person or back pain or like a corpse. So people will kick you off. So that's the point. This sutta is a very direct instruction. Don't worry anything. You see, even after that high caliber of meditation, selfish nature, sakkaya ditti, self-centered thinking is 100%. It is not being restrained. So there, don't believe systems, don't believe formulas, don't believe all the other tactics, techniques, science. Just accept it. It is not a backwardness. It is not callous. It is very fully alert. There are four channels to the irritation channel, for the pedantic channel, from the disagreeable channel, from the fine default with others. You can be eccentric, expert. Your reasoning and everything is called adult psychology, called reasoning. These are the way we are blunting our sharpness of the mindfulness as a faculty. Just accept it. It's happened. I am not the person to answer. I am just a neutral observer. I am a distance observer. But you feel like you are not the first-hand citizen. You are a second-hand citizen-like. It won't give any chance for you, unless otherwise self-imposed, unless otherwise you have vested interest. That is happening through egotism. That is why the Santi Sutta, the earlier one, the present one is Pusati. What you see, that you are. Wherever you go, there you are. That is what in the quantum physics they say is, what you see, there is nothing to see. Your mind is the creating it out of the normal energy waves. Energy wave collapse into matter, only consciousness interacted. But you can't see when it happens. When it come up to a perceivable level, when it goes up to touch, pasa. Before pasa, Satipatthana Samadhiti Sutta, it says, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, then only pasa, then only manasikara can happen. Before the pasa happen, pasa means touch, contact, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana happens. It become that because of your Vedana, your Chetana, your Sanya. Otherwise, it is not a normal wave. That become touchable thing that collapse into matter because of Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. So, Einstein is the one we usually attribute to this kind of thing, but Einstein is not so fully happy with quantum theory. Many people understood quantum theory, committed suicide. Then they can't place the God. Because you are the God. You are the person creating. But you see that you are. Wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. John Kabat-Zinn has written a book. What you see that you are is taught by us by Venerable Katukurunji Jnanananda. If your mind is happy, your creation is very happy. If your mind is, very padutta manasa, disturbed mind, irritated mind, whatever you create is a friction. But you try to answer the creation, then egotism is the first and foremost thing driving the driving. You have to tackle the fellow. That is why people thought there is a God above clouds and he is the one creating everything. Then you have to only say, yes, God, please pray. He will save me. Or otherwise put into purgatory, eternal hell. No second chance. But the Buddha says, 1,000 and second chance. Please be aware, you see it is a problem because of your problematic mind. You see, it is an answer because you are answering mine. But you see that you are. So therefore, we must have co-practitioners. We must share at most. But the answer is, here now I am. You have to somehow the other internalize it, and then only you can do away with dhammuddaccha vigahitam mana. The agitation coming, agitation comes because of meditation. It's called meditation madness. Bhavana pissu. Lucky enough, in 80s, early 80s, everyone teaching me meditation told this is the shortest cut to madness. I knew it. And enough examples of monks. Even at that, I hate them. These are the bloody fools. Must set the exemplified life and give the answer to the people, but instead they are giving problems to the children, people. That's called popular Buddhism. And being that, 8 years I was balancing, should I become a monk or not? I decided full-time meditation. I decided the mindfulness is the sole answer. But to implement it, then I thought, they are also human, I also human, they do mistakes, their mistakes is my mistake. Why shouldn't I become a monk? So I selected this place. It was a good decision. Otherwise, I had a number of options. I can think what happened to these traditions. But here we have discussions. We have open discussion. We have different people come and contribute. And good or bad, whatever it may be, in a discussion. So therefore, wherever you go, there you are. What you touch indicates your Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. Vedana, you understand? Feelings, sanya, perception, chetana, your volition. What you see is your volition. So therefore, in the medical science it says, your recovery is due to placebo effect, not due to the medicine, not due to the doctors, not due to the surgery. Your placebo. So when I discuss with the people, they are sometimes desperate. They are with the Parkinson and then dementia or otherwise terminal cancer. Then I see they love the disease, not the healing. Healing is their own power. It's no, I am now, it is too late. I can't. I am sick. I must consult the best doctor. He is more sick than the patient. I can give names now. The best doctors, though they can't face the world. They are hiding. They never expected that kind of a collapse. Having access to all the kind of things. So we are lucky. We have no access to that kind of thing. We accept the diseases. So Lokamdo used to say, whenever you become sick, don't try to medicine. Just see the symptoms, just see the disease, what it is. The diagnosis is more important than the medicine. Otherwise, medicine creates iatrogenic effect. Have you heard about that iatrogenic side effect and the after effect? To the whole world is full of iatrogenic, created by hospitals, created by modern science. But they are extracts. Earlier we used to have herbal medicine. They are not extracts. So it has become a food. But present day, they become poison. So therefore, if you know that whatever you touch is nothing but yourself, it's a very good meditation instruction. But you must be very high, choicelessly be aware, evilly suspended attention to think what you touch, that is you are. Don't think touching is something and I am answerable or I am succumb to that situation. No. Before the touch, before the passa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. But our commentaries always says passa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, Manasikara. They think passa is the turn even point, break even point whereby you experience it. So you become tangible. Then only Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. But Venerable Sariputta is telling in the Sammaditya Sutta, Pas Vedana Sanya Chetana Pasa Manasika. But in the Madhupindika Sutta, the Buddha is explained Pasa Vedana Sanya Chetana. So these three are reciprocal each other. So don't arrive at a hard and fast decision. Before Pasa, Vedana Sanya Chetana can happen. After Pasa, Vedana Sanya Chetana happen. So Pasa Paccha, all the other things are due to touch. So therefore, present moment touch is answerable for the samsaric suffering or to the heaven, or to the Nibbana. Instead of that, if you are going to have the past and the future and other people and other places, you become eccentric. You are simply become not mindful. So present moment touch is a heaven. If you consider this is the this with the prasanna manasa, I mean glad mind, you are happy. If you consider this as a problem or it is due to other people and climatic or government and kind of thing, you will start rebellion, fighting. Have me that, I have this ability or how do you call aitivasikama, we have this right. So in Sri Lankan history changed by a book called The Rights of a Monk, Bhikshuge Urume. Then they onward people, monks become politicians. They started forking fingers into politics. No one can sort it out. Mind your own business. Simple.
Asrai Sainan, sir, you happen to say, or you just said, that you need to have a happy mind. So what I understood is that you are sort of an optimistic person. Whatever comes, you would take it with the positive attitude. So my question is, when you are confused and sad and when you are frustrated, how could you have that sort of an attitude? Now, your mental status is that you are confused, sad and frustrated, and you are aware that you need to be optimistic about it, but how would you do it? I mean, if Venerable Bhante could explain that to us.
You become frustrated relatively to your early non-frustrated situation. Without such a comparative understanding, there is nothing called frustration or non-frustration. There is no boundary. So that is what frustration is, a relative thing in compared with the contentment. So you know contentment. That is why the frustration becomes frustration. Otherwise, no absolute frustration. And equally, there is no absolute contentment. They are relative things. But still, you can raise the question telling, there are some people born positive, pessimistic, or nihilistic, or optimistic. So that is a question nowadays in the American scientist world, why people are taking mindfulness, why people are not taking mindfulness. It's free. No equipment necessary. No basic qualification necessary. Now it is given. Why people are not accepting? No one can answer. No man much should be worried. Because that is always minority. So your selection of the Buddhism, your selection of Vipassana, your selection of mindfulness is predestined. So no choice. So we have already selected mindfulness. It's a reason to be glad. So even then when we are going there, we have frustrated situation. Even then we have sometimes relatively contented situation. So frustration is, you understand frustration because of the contentment. Without frustration, you don't know the value of concentration, the contentment. So therefore, that gives the background to the white spot. Very prominent. So is it a blackboard? Board is black or white? Or the spot is black or white? It is up to your value judgment. Always it is a mixture. Have you seen yin and yang cycle? You know. Can you draw it? Yes. I prepared the two papers, but both of them are written in other side. I am going to film, how to call, frame it and fix it. I don't know which one is going to write. The black is looking from the white eye. White is looking from black eye, yin and yang. You know very well. You have drawn. I'll compare it with after he is finishing. You have done homework. He has not done homework. So you have to punish on the spot. You have to give it to him. He is your immediate boss teacher. But it is not colored. No, but what he did was with the pencil is it's an indicative. So therefore, no frustration, no contentment. They are relative terms. No boundaries in between frustration and contentment. Without frustration, contentment cannot be highlighted. Without contentment, frustration cannot be highlighted. They are reciprocal each other. So therefore, there is no absolutely frustrated people. There are no absolute contented people. But within ourselves, these two halves are there. The discussion is to bring us to the choiceless awareness. Evenly suspended attention, whether it's black looking from the white eye or the white looking from the white black eye, so then I have no responsibility. So as far as I have no responsibility, I have no frustration, no tension. Because this is the thing. Well, whatever the thing you try with the systematically or in a chaotic situation, so but you must have that accepting mind, the beginner's mind, the lump of clay which has not been molded. Clay is there. You feel like doing something. If you create good thing and it's broken, big frustration. If you make a bad thing, ugly thing, broken, no problem. No problem. So therefore, whatever you have done, if it is successful, leading to dhammuddaccha viggahita manam. If it's a failure, you just hide it. Nothing to worry, because there is no deterioration. And there is a middle path, no good, no bad. That also have no claiming good, no claiming bad. So that is the part hiding in the present day education. That's a part the science cannot perceive. That's utterly lost in artificial intelligence. They want a very fast, quick gain. They don't accept the failure. They don't accept no failure, no success, no pain, no pleasure. They can't conceive. They lost, they are paralyzed, benumbed. They think they are smart fellows, destined to hell. At last, ultimately they are destined. But very, very sharp people recognize all artificial intelligence people, even they are not attributing, their achievement is due to mindfulness. They are not attributing to it. That is being recognized by Venerable Jnanaponika. Whatever the mindfulness is doing, you attribute to the faith, you attribute to the energy, you attribute to the concentration, or attribute to the wisdom. So then, the mindfulness never claim. It is not jumping and telling, I am the person doing so, I must have justice. No. Mindfulness knows at last, in long run, that justice is happening. So you have choiceless awareness, just do. No smart, not, I mean, efficient. The normal run. So that is why passa is the changeover, turning over point. Before the passa, things are very, very mentality. After the passa, it's manifested in the materiality. So that's the turning point. Commentaries always think after passa. But the Buddha, Venerable Sariputta, they have given before passa, after passa, basic three passa vedana sanya, sanya vedana chetana. That's very interesting. It's very magical. It's very electric. But when Jnana Nanda, he picked it up and explained in the text and in the talks. But whenever we give meditation instruction in a systematic way, they get this question and they become a paradox. They can't sort it out. If they ask from the teacher also in a paradox. They can't understand. Because they don't understand the reciprocal understanding. Before Pasa and after Pasa, there are some uncomprehensible Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. They are the undercurrent. They are the pinning things to the Pasa. But humans are idiots. They only understand after Pasa. That is what you call physical world. That is what you call communism. That is what you call luxury. That is what you call materialism. Amisha. That is quite common for human as well as the animals. Monkeys, reptilians, all. But the Devayakka, they can see before Pasa and after Pasa. How people get mad, because they are quite excited. After the Pasa is making you quite excited, you are not simple enough to understand Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. Underpinning Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, consecutive Pasa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. Then you can't have any so much of time to entertain Pasa. You are not carried away by the Pasa, because you know how that happened. What is the consequences? So therefore he is not much worried about what is touched, not carried away. So he is contemplating. And hardly you will perceive it, hardly you can experience it under your very nose. Long time you have to do. So meanwhile, if you have family problems, if you have health problems, if you have the political problems, you don't have that kind of a freedom in your mind. You don't have the mindset. You don't have the capacity to do it. So that is somewhat decided in the past life or genetical. Many people are happy with the day-to-day troubles, the amisha or worldly affairs. They make huge issues and talk blah, 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 blah. Ultimately, they are not simple, they are not in present moment, they are not beginner's mind. They can't think, if it happened, yes, this happened. If it is not happened, what will happen? If I am non-reactive, what will happen? If I am just evenly be suspended and observe it, Pasa become null and void. That's a way you can make Pasa null and void, that we call in this very life, you can do away with karmic forces. Instead, you can understand Dhamma process, Dhamma Chakra, not the Kamma Chakra. It is momentary happening. Pick them up and share with us, everyone. Then we see everyone is equally in the potential, have the possibility. But the whole world is, media is diverting you from the present moment. Never mind. They are not powerful. Present moment is so powerful. Power of now, power of present moment. And we are the kings in this world. We are very fortunate. We are not carried away. We have 1 hour to discuss nonsense. It is not Dhamma teaching, learning. It is not meritorious deeds. And people will say all that it's a wastage of time. Yes, we know it. Before 1 hour, we know. After 1 hour, we know. So that much we are appreciating the individual sharing and the present moment. So we are living. Others are dreaming.
So Bhante has mentioned that that's the freedom of Pasa as a little phrase. So in another sutta called Viveka Dasi Pasesu. I think Sainasa can remember
in this sutta.
Not in this. In the Pura Behda Sutta. Viveka Dasi Pasesu. It's a very beautifully mentioned Viveka Dasi Pasesu is in the Pura Behda Sutta. So as Bhante mentioned now, even though there are many contacts are there, So if one can maintain a relaxed mind amidst all these different contacts, I think, and that may be another area probably Bhante can touch during the discussion.
That is what called evenly suspended attention, suspended decision. Any issue, any burning issues can happen. Don't get touched. You are just like a judge. There's a complaining part and the complaint part and the jury and the lawyers. All are foolish, bloody fellows. But the judge must not have a preconceived ideas, premeditated idea. Just let it happen. It's a nonsense. But that is why so much of cases are happening to the court, but very little are being answered. Very little are being taken. Because judge is not answerable to all the question happens. To come up to the court, so much of time, so much of wastage of time. Judge also very expensive person, but getting a distance from it. That distance is what the meditator must have. This is called distance from the legal. But the in surgeries, the surgeon must have a clinical distance from the patient. Otherwise, he can't perform the operation. It may be good or bad. He must cut it like a log, not like a human being. So therefore, the surgeon cannot operate his own blood relatives. It's illegal, not ethical. So yogi try to get a distance. Then it is null and void. It's a rather difficult pain or difficult pleasure or the hilarious pleasure or anything. If you get a distance, you appear like callous. You appear like unmoved, just like the statue of the Buddha, which is just the bricks, not moving even the eyelids. So that is the way, but I know that is a very ardent asceticism, but that we have inbuilt, that we have in it. For example, if you are believing reincarnation, our last life mother presently may be suffering or in a hilarious happiness. We don't know. But the present life mother, that is something immediate we have to take care and all the kind of, because my mother. But how many mothers you have left so far? Where are they? They are not also worried about us. They may be the ants and all the flies we see. We don't care. We have that distance. So Buddha is using in a strategic way, we make something immediate because of kilesas. This is what we do in media. Take unimportant thing and show off. This is very important, very decisive, very critical. You bloody fools do not know unless otherwise I highlighted it. So bloody fool highlighted it. He don't care about mindfulness. He don't care about his well-being. He don't care about the listener's well-being. That's called jadamadhyaya. No sense of moral shame and moral fear. Madhya, media, is utterly cut off from the moral shame and the moral fear. So they can't think about sense restraint. But they wanted to provoke. So that is what the sanya is doing. Our sanya is worse than social media. That's what highlighting it. Highlighting one of the touching thing. Not untouching thing. It is realistic. But the sanya highlighted whatever nourishing, whatever flourishing, whatever your favorite, touch. Other person would have forgotten about that. Now you go and say, you are bloody fool, you don't know, I touch it, you are also there, you I don't touch it, and the same way I touch it, and same may burn blood, like me. You fool. You burn boil your blood. Why should I? No, you also not there, you was there, and you also touch. Yes, I touch it, I put it in the dustbin. No, it is not done. You are not appointed for that. I am telling you, don't appoint me. I am not anyone's servant. I am not anyone's judge. My monkhood is liberal. If I appointed, I do as I like. not as you interpret. Then I'll smash. I'll whack. Get out. I need no. Because my meditation career is enough. I become, I to call the Ekadipati. How do you say?
Dictator.
Dictator. I take responsibility. I don't care anyone's well-being. But it is in the normal system. You take it. I don't care. I take decisions. It also as I like it, not as you appointed. That is, I am not trying to be a slave. I am a dictator. Otherwise, how can I renounce the life from the household? We have done that great things. And we have become a forest monks. It's a great thing. And then, why should not claim we as dictators? Yes, otherwise Kilesas will come and play hell, play fool. No. You can play, but I know. I have given certain areas for play fool. It's a hobby. For that subjects, some people suffering, some people are running jokers role, some people are suffering, some people are getting. So it is just a raw material for my noble quest. I am a dictator. So we'll go to the singular verse, please, that it will give some good proverbs. Pusanti.
Sinhala translation.
No, single verse. Pali verse.
Yo appa duttasa narasa dussati suddasa posasa ananganasa tameva balang pacheti papang.
Pacheti
papang. Sukhumo rajo pativatangva kittoti.
No, even if someone is less blemishes, we can't say perfectly no blemishes or no blames. Even then, some people are criticizing them. Even they have big blames or blemishes, people criticize. Even they have medium, people criticize. So this is the criticism. Nothing low, nothing in the world uncriticized. So whenever such thing happen, the person use criticism for finding fault with others as his hobby, whenever he hit knowingly or unknowingly a relatively blemishless or blemishless blemish people, in Sinhala we call Udabalana Kelagan. When you turn up and to, ultimately you are the one getting smeared with your own split. The Buddha says, the dust, if you throw to someone, if the blow is here, the wind, ultimately dust will never go to the person, it will come back to you. So it is not my curse, it is not my hate, that is the nature. That particular person do not know, he is using ash or dust through blemish, tarnish the other person. But the wind current is this way. So the person who is disturbing dust, fine dust will get disturbed. So therefore, whenever you are less and less blemished, your dhamma protection is there. There is nothing personal security guards, there is no cyanide, there is no pistol, there is no kris to protect you. Naturally it happens. It takes little time. And the person who is throwing dust will not understand it. He will see something went wrong. But the person gradually becoming less and less blemished, he understands the protection is there. There is no formula. There is no system. This is Taoism. That's the Dhammata. So therefore, nothing to worry. The present Ganbar leaders and others, so much protection. So much escort for them to move. But we just sit on the ground and we discuss. We have no any such fear. Because we know Dhamma Have Rakhati Dhammachari. Dhamma itself is protecting people, those who are behaving in Dhamma. That means not he's a perfect person. He's having, but he's always towards the less and less dust, less and less blemishes, visuddhi, sila visuddhi, chitta visuddhi, panya visuddhi. I think we are on the way. We are on the way. No one needs to tell that we are cursing ourselves, we are creating unwanted problems. Still the problems are happening, I don't care. No one can have such a frictionless path. But fairly we are in the comfort zone, in a frictionless path. Frictions are there, but compared to the past, now less and less. You know, less accidents. In some classic examples, it says if a serpent is circulating around the big tree, it can see its own tail. And chasing behind to catch the tail. Each time he is moving, tail is there. Imagine, we somehow there to catch it. It will bite it like a prey, but ultimately is biting its own tail. So that is what we do. When there is one guy called Eli, 70s, and he was expecting 1 year visa in university, some studies. So one day he went back to his own country, Holland, and gave a talk. And he says, you are walking inside a huge Hume pipe. You know Hume pipe? The concrete collars, you have big circles. So when you are walking, it is also rotating. Now, ultimately you see some footsteps. Whose? Your own. So that is how the God happened. So some people went bloody mad. When he's giving that example, some people got bloody mad and some people came and hugged him telling, it's a really, really explanation, explaining. Because everyone thinks that someone's foot, I started on a very fresh the Hume pipe. But after a while, you see some footsteps. You are seeing yourself as a ghost. In Nilambe, the cartoon is there. You have to climb 4 or 5 steps from the kitchen to the meditation hall. Soon you go there, cartoon is there. It's telling the day you see your real self, you will run away telling that you have seen a ghost. But you see that you are. We think it is something fearful, unexpected, disproportionate, what we hate. So that is what you are. So many people have no that real power to face it. We are doing it, but we don't appreciate it because we don't have mindfulness. We have that kind of a distorted knowledge. So we think it is someone else. In singular, we call Kaudeyako Mage Amude Rive. You know Amude, that they are putting a Sri Lankan people put a suspender with the loincloth. So when we are doing the paddy field work and mining and kind of they have very little bit of clothes because it is so hot. So if someone open it and see the cloth and someone has shit into that, who is the bloody fellow shit in my loincloth? Today education is utterly shitting on its own loincloth and now you see open to see it. Someone has shit. With early planners, they never thought it will cycle. They think definitely education will lead into good. And they impose to each and every person and make a government rule who is going to take the consequences. The whole nation is gone down to hell. But educationists, they have taken their own share, they disappear. But these kind of systems make so much of bad repercussions that you have to wait and see. So people see wait and see people is not progressive, not creative. They are just criticizing creative people. They are criticizing progressive people. So just wait and see. You can understand. That is why be patient and everything is with you.
Sir, this is not relevant exactly to the same point. But during the last discussion, you mentioned about the Dhammuddacca Vigahitamala. So there are the possibilities there to arouse some sort of an agitation because of the practice. So As a result of that, now if suppose that one is able to look at it, trace it, and so the agitation is abandoned and the mind somewhat again became calm, relaxed. So in such case, there is nothing to do other than just maintaining that relaxed mindfulness. Will that be all right, or is there any other more things to do?
That is what whenever Jnananda was explaining, some kind of agitation also can happen. Because no patitsana, no example, appatittam, anaramanam. So therefore confusion can happen. The pathless way, gateless gate, everything is open. Some people get lost. But occasionally you see, yes, no path, there is no misleading. There is no tension, there is no frustration. Accept it, then the calm mind happens. Calm. So it's the same person, it is the accident, electric. So he must promote the calm side. That means accepting this pathless path is the path. Now only you can't get out without GPS. Utterly get confused. People start mapping. People start GPS. But still confusion can happen. Imagine the early people. How they travel? They had their own way. When the dogs are traveling, they urinate. Have you seen? That's because on the way back, it can smell. They have their own smell. The bee, traveling only 300 meters, right, knows the path according to the sun. The sun is not there, they get confused. And if you put on a switch, light, they get confused. They rotate around the electric light because thinking it is the sun. And ultimately die. So the orientation is the sun. So likewise, we have our orientation. But the present day, GPS and others completely paralyze it. Ultimately, Google take the upper hand. So best thing is to get confused. Then your whole brain is working. When you with the GPS, you only 1% of the brain is working. Others are just callous. So let the children face uncertainties, unexpected things. Then they assimilate rather than giving formulas. These formulas are utter mad people. Prepared formulas. And when we are learning in the grade 10 and 12, so much of thing we by heart. And if you can vomit it, you get pass. But later they will say that formula is wrong. You have to renew it. In the medical science, in agriculture, in warfare, they are so changing by disproving the last formula. That is what the progress is. So person who do not know the last formula, it's a new formula is irrelevant. It's only for the formula people. So you must learn how to unlearn. You must learn how to deconstruct and forget about and let the body knowledge to happen. And then body will assimilate according to the here and now situation. That called tatkale valano. According to the present constellation, you predict, not according to the day you are born in the world. This is not according to your kendare. Tatkali balano, here and now. Therefore that you have so much of confusion you must have. Nothing to worry, something can go wrong. At that time agitation can happen. Sometimes things may be aligned and the calmness can happen. So naturally, whatever the kilesas, whatever the defilement, the nature of the mind is to go into that combination. Only what we can do is let it happen. And then mind to have choiceless awareness. This agitated mind, that's non-agitated. Nothing you have done. These are the milestones on your path. Ultimately, mind will select. First time it happened only in the Buddha. He selected first. This is the path. Till that, he has undergone so much of difficulties. Everything is recorded. But the created God with the intelligent design, very difficult to have mistakes. Very difficult to have wrong paths, because he is omnipotent, omnipresent, above clouds, can happen. But they see the world full of chaos.
Ultimately, just one has to, very much like being protected by the mindfulness, and he has to simply trust the simple mindfulness and carry on the life.
So, the simple mindfulness or bare attention, or we call the sati matraya, is always supported by saddha and virya. And immediately it will reach to saddha, samadhi and panya. But not always. Ultimately, sati become an indriya. Even without saddha and virya, it can stand, self-stand. Like a pitta indai. You know pitta indai? Tumbling kari. When you throw it away, it is again come back and stand. Pitta indai is a Burmese term. Tumbling kari is the dictionary meaning. Ultimately, when the mindfulness happens, even without saddha and virya, it can happen. Saddha also have the same role. When you become sati balaya, even mindfulness is broken, it's very happy. Hilarious. Yes, that is also changing. Then naturally mindfulness is happen. In satupada, reinstallation of mindfulness, that is not you. That is natural. Everyone experienced it. Please highlight it. Then you are more toward the third truth, Nirodha Satcha. Naturally it will come, nothing to worry. The compass is always turning to the north, and water is always flowing down. So they are set principles. Why should you worry about these temporary formulas? Temporary theories, believe Taoism, the natural law, nature.
Hasarasana, sir, the time has come.
So you may sort it out, conclude.
Am I?
Please.
Avasarai Sahanaa, sir. So today also we gather here with the blessings of the presence of Loku Sahanaa, sir, and we were able to discuss some interest in Dhamma, and we were able to accumulate a fair amount of merit as a result of this gathering. And all the merits what we have accrued, we will share with all the past relatives and all the deities and whoever in need of merits, and we wish these merits help us also to attain Path Fruition Nibbana, and we'll recite the traditional verses.